Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the WEEI studios.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The home of the Red Sox. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey station. One can't help but be positive.
Cam Newton!
The other can't help but be negative.
Bleep you, you bleeping bleepity bleep.
The only thing they seem to agree on is that they can barely agree on anything.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
It's sports radio for the passionate fan.
What's up, Nick?
And grumpy dad in all of us.
That is just so stupid.
Fitzy and Hart.
Yes, I've been listening, Andy.
On Boston Sports Original.
I like the way Andy Hart does it.
Might have Nick just take over.
WEEI.
Jalen, you obviously played in multiple Game 7s at TD Garden. It just feels like this has been such an emotional series so far. What do you expect out of that building when you walk into it on Sunday afternoon?
I expect it to be loud. I expect it to be fun. And, you know, I expect to be a part of a great game. I'm looking forward to it. Best two words in basketball in Game 7.
Jaylen Brown, post-game in Milwaukee last night after the Celtics rousing 108-95 victory in Game 6 versus Milwaukee, tying it up. Those are his expectations for Game 7 tomorrow at the TD Garden. Tip-off is at 3:30 p.m. This is Fitzy and Hart on 93.7 WEEI-FM and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. 617-779-7937. Get you in for some two-way sports talk action. Andy, to describe it as raucous tomorrow should be a classic, classic understatement as far as what the environment is going to be like. I was just exchanging some text messages with a friend who has season tickets with his brother, and they have been debating selling the tickets because they have pretty good seats, pretty good season tickets that they use, sell off, giveaway, etc. To get in the building tomorrow, the cheapies way up top, go ahead and take a guess.
600.
Not close. Just under 400 for a seat.
Yeah, I thought it would be
in the way, way top.
Yeah.
One of my
friends asked me that yesterday. He's like, hey, you think we could go to the game? What do you think get in would be? I said, get in is going to cost you at least 400, and that's probably the last row of the building. He goes, oh, okay, so we're not going. I go, yeah, we're not going.
Bad news for you. Unless WEI magically has a box or a couple of random seats pop open in the Zooty suite, and I get a last minute call on the bat phone. I'll make you the first call for the other seat, Andy.
Wink. Oh, thank you. I'll be there. We can do a live Six
live,
Rings podcast.
We could do our next episode.
17 Rings podcast.
Yeah, by the way, we need a Celtics podcast now on the WEEI radio network called 17 Banners.
Yeah.
If we're gonna co-host alongside with our producer pal and third man in, Shime Time, the new Patriots podcast on Odyssey and the WEEI podcast network, Six Rings and Football Things, then by all means, somebody should spearhead the movement for 17 Banners and Basketball Things. You would think. But who are we? Just a couple of branding geniuses,
just idea
right?
Men, yep. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
I've been banging the drum, too. I got a couple calls with sales this week. If there's not a... if anyone at a local beverage company... I'm not above it. Anyone at a local beverage company, hey, Boston Beer Company, we love you. I know you've done fabulous business. Miller Lite, some of our favorite local breweries. Lord Hobo et al. If you guys are looking to put your name on a tremendous Patriots podcast with awesome reach and a dynamite interactive audience, Six rings and football things. It's out there for you. Now I've made my peace. Thank you very much.
And three men who genuinely like to drink beer.
Genuinely enjoy a lot. Like,
we will not fake pumping your product.
One thing that's not going to be difficult is the in-pod reads. Not going to be. The endorsements will not become an issue at all. Speaking of a $14 beer tomorrow. Whew, boy. God, I just... You know, Andy, there really isn't, we said earlier, like the sexiest words in the world to, especially to a Boston fan or to, well, the sexiest words to a Boston fan are A-Rod suspended, Jeter sucks, parades on Monday, etc. But game seven, I was just looking at the schedule for the NHL tonight. I mean, you don't even have to do, if you just want to watch other fan bases, like if you, after the Bruins game, depending on how that goes,
hopefully a win,
but... After no game chance. Seven, come on, stop it. Don't be Andy. Just try to be somebody else, just for a few minutes. Give the Bruins fans hope. Give yourself a little hope. Come on. Plug into that excitement. You may not be the biggest hockey guy in the world or the biggest hockey fan, Bruins fan, but it's fun to plug into that.
Yes.
Watching game sevens is fun. Vicarious sports fan fanatical enjoyment, especially in a game seven environment, is the best. You may not have to go very far. You just you put the spread right across the table. You plug the mini fridge in. Right next to the sofa. Maybe you have an Al Bundy special with a toilet built right into the sofa. And you go from 4:30 to midnight. Bruins, Hurricanes, Lightning, Maple Leafs. That should be an awesome, awesome game. And then you conclude with Kings at Oilers. Come on now. And that's the appetizer for tomorrow, where you get Bucks at Celtics. And then you get the Texas Tornado death match. Game seven between the Mavs and the Suns. And I'll tell you, those teams don't like each other at all.
This time it counts. Yeah, seven game sevens this weekend. I actually left baseball practice this morning, and one of my buddies, one of the assistant coaches, said, "All right, I'm off to three game sevens of hockey. Don't call, don't write, don't even try to get in contact with me." And it's true. If you, I mean, for hockey fans, this is heaven. True hockey fans, because you have your team, which is all of us. But then true hockey fans have the other games that they're as invested in or almost as invested in as you know, game sevens go. I did want to clarify just real quick for my buddy Jaylen Brown. You know, I've been the president of the Jaylen Brown Doesn't Get Enough Respect in This Town Club for many, many years now.
Where do you have the meetings? Are they online or virtual? Or
we get pizza. We usually use like a hotel ballroom. It's you know, it's a small gathering. We throw chairs at each other. Marcus Smart comes sometime. But we he said that, what did he say, that game seven, the two best words in basketball or two best words in the NBA? Wouldn't that be like world champion, NBA title? Wouldn't those be like the two best words? I mean, you know, just game seven, you could lose game seven. Is it that?
He may have been playing to the masses and just sort of, you know, like riding the wave.
I liked
of
it. It was
excitement.
Killer. What did he say the night before? Kill or be killed or whatever? I like when they
something
get
like that.
Real serious, real serious. It's kill or be killed. So they killed. And you also referenced earlier, as we talked about our hate for, but also ability to acknowledge the greatness that is Giannis.
Yes.
And the elbow he took the other night, and he was bleeding. And, you know.
And then he was bleeding on the arm last night as well. And
all I could think of, and this is where I'll dabble in your world and Rich Keefe's world, is Batman versus Superman. One of my favorite lines when Batman looks up to Superman as he flies off and he says,
"Do you bleed? You will."
Exactly. You made Superman bleed the other night, and I appreciate that, Boston Celtics. Thank you very much.
And how about that elbow, by the way? Video of that is also, I think, available on my Twitter feed, at FitzyGFY. How about the elbow Marcus Smart took? We are talking like a running Hulk Hogan, virtual Rock, delivering the people's elbow to Marcus Smart, who was standing his ground.
Yeah.
In the game, they called it a flop and a sell job. What happens when literally somebody who has the body of an X-Man or like a superhero is trying to like gain position in the paint, uses the whole of his giant 7-foot, 245-pound muscular frame, turns with all of the torque he can generate, elbow somebody 50 pounds lighter and 6 inches shorter in the chest? What do you think's going to happen? Marcus Smart's just going to go, "Huh, that all you got?" No, he's going to get knocked over.
Yeah,
and yet still,
you ever play with little kids and you forget, like, you know, you're like you're playing pickup basketball with kids that are, I don't know, elementary
school.
Oh,
I always dunk on them. I posterize all of them.
No, but you like accidentally bump a kid and you feel like I didn't even touch him and the kid falls down and you're like, oh, yeah. Well, that's how Giannis is when he's around some of these guys. And it's not, I'm not being disrespectful to the other guys like Marcus.
Peyton Pritchard literally does look like his
child. He's a little kid next to Giannis. So that's a foul. You knocked him down. Whether you meant to or not, you knocked him down. You exerted enough force. But, of course, it's Giannis. So as we went to break last, you were talking about sort of our frustrations as a fan base. And, you know, I have hashtag hate Giannis. And I started the whole movement that, you know, you and Fourier and others have joined on to. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Boss man Ken apparently has joined on and is stolen the take. So
wow,
everybody's now hating Giannis. And I appreciate you joining the club and following. But I am so anal about it right now. They had a replay review in game 4, I guess it was, of the Al Horford dunk on Giannis and then the elbow. And then, you know, what are you going to call basically after? And the freaking referee annoyed me. And I know his last name, Antetokounmpo. He comes to the microphone and he says, there is a common foul on Giannis and a common foul on Horford. Oh, whoa, whoa, we call him by first name and our guy is last name? Is that how this is? Now you're just telling it blatantly that you're on a first name basis with the guy you give every call to? That annoyed me. I didn't like that. Say his last name. Be a professional.
Yeah, you should say, like, there's
you
a common
say Shaq,
foul on...
would you? Or
say,
MJ?
On O'Neal and a common foul on James. You wouldn't say LeBron. He does. Yeah, just because they've
don't
earned
say Giannis.
It to be mononamed celebrities. Like, when you say Madonna, MJ, LeBron, Shaq, Giannis... Brady, we know who you're talking about, but at the same time, that's for sports radio.
Yeah.
That's for the conversation. Out there, I expect diplomacy. I expect professionalism. I expect you to follow the rule book as much as you love to bend it or like maneuver it and finagle it just to please the needs of the league, the extenders, and everyone else who likes the extra gate and those big ratings. Okay, Andy, first hour, the phones were full of the black and gold fans. Second hour, it is just a wave of green right now. Celtics fans are lined up, and they're dying to talk about Game 7 coming up tomorrow in this wild series. Let's squeeze in one quick call before we trend and pay some bills. Of course, that number again, 617-779-937. Alex, he moved back from New York to Boston, and he is fired up for Game 7 weekend. What up, Alex?
Yeah, man, it's good. Dozing off in the heat, listening to you guys, but yeah, man, I'm getting fired up. Finally, I get some playoff. I've been around here for a couple years. I grew up here, and I'm finally getting to see some playoffs. You know, the Celtics are good, but I mean, as far as today, I'm excited about the Bruins, and the only reason is because they're playing today, and then we'll worry about the Celtics tomorrow. But I think, you know, Boston is just going to take over, and then the Red Sox are going to win it. And they're going to give me a trifecta just to say, welcome home, buddy.
Okay.
And that's all I got for you, man.
The welcome home trifecta. Alex, where'd you recently move back to?
He dropped, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, he dropped. Okay. I was very curious to see where he came from, where he came back to. But he's fired up.
I'd like to know what he's drinking.
You know what?
I was with him for the Bruins and the Celtics. Did he say the Red Sox are going to win it?
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, look, he got a little bit out over his skates. Maybe he got a little out over his beverages. That's fine. Good for him. But that's what we want. We've seen a lot of that in our early calls today. We're not encouraging too much consumption of the celebration juice, but at the same time, I can tell people, they've taken the pregame party, the tailgate, and the lubrication to various degrees. And, you know, that's how they do. But again, Andy, who among us can blame them? Because these are exciting times. As we mentioned at the top of the show, it's unprecedented. First time in Boston sports history, yes, there actually are still some firsts to be had in entitled town. First time ever, there have been two Game 7s in the same weekend. So like you wrote earlier this week at WEEI.com, cherish it, enjoy it, embrace it, lap it up, and then come 4:30, release the Kraken. 617-779-7937. Let us get to trending right now.
Merloni, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids, that's Cars with a K, or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Celtics force Game 7 with a 108-95 win over the Bucks last night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Jason Tatum, he bagged 46, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists in a massive effort. Jaylen Brown chipped in with 22. Marcus Smart added 21. Game 7 tomorrow, tip-off, 3:30 p.m. from the TD Garden. That game, of course, will be broadcast on ABC. Following the game, make sure you catch a bonus episode of Fizzy and Hart right here on WEI, as Andy and I will be here for the post game to break it down and hopefully celebrate with you as opposed to take all of your sympathy calls. The Bruins and Hurricanes, here we go. Just over 2 hours until Game 7. Puck drop at 4:30 from Raleigh. Go Bees. The Red Sox, the Rangers 7-1 last night. The Red Sox, don't look now, but they've won multiple games in a week. Nick Pivetta gave up one run through seven innings. Welcome back, Nick Pivetta. Game 2 of their three-game weekend series against the Rangers. That's tonight. The expected starters, Rich Hill, who's back off the COVID reserve list, and Glenn Otto. Will Fleming and Tom Flash Gordon have the call tonight. First pitch is at 7:05. Be sure to tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show with our guy Brian Barrett, the hardest working man in sports broadcast in Boston. And that's sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Make Massachusetts yours. Start your adventure at visitma.com. The Patriots signed three rookies from the 2022 draft class: defensive back Marcus Jones, running back Kevin Harris, and defensive lineman Sam Roberts, and released undrafted free agent offensive lineman Liam Shanahan. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Your call is about the Celtics. Next!
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, we're right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Fearless in the big moments. He's got 14 points. Smart kicks it out in the corner. Tatum, three-pointer, puts it in. Jason Tatum with his seventh three-pointer.
Seven trays on the night yesterday for the man who is zero in your programs and number one in your hearts right now, Jason Tatum, part of his 46-point performance in the Celtics 108-95 win yesterday. Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI. Going to get to your calls in just a second. Here's a couple fun little nuggets I dug up during the break. Andy, this was from Taylor Snow, who works for at Taylor C. Snow. I think he works for Sports Illustrated. Derek White, how about this? The best plus minus in the Celtics-Bucks series, and it's not even close. He's been the most efficient player on the court through the first six games. Actually, his plus minus is 58, almost double that of the second closest guy, Horford. Giannis is the only Buck to enter the top five at plus 13. Tatum's been good. No, Javon Carter, whoever that, I guess that's a person who plays basketball. I haven't heard much from him in the series. So Derek White, I think you're going to probably see him integrated a lot more tomorrow because his defense has been great. Ball handling has been great. Even made some of those shorter mid-range shots. The threes,
He hit one.
I know. I could use a few less of those. Also, wouldn't be bad if Grant Williams decided to maybe show up from the corner office once or twice tomorrow and bury a three.
Well, Pritchard hasn't done anything really. Williams hasn't done any. Well, didn't do anything yesterday. Like, I feel like one of those guys is due for a nice game in Game 7. And I'm not saying they're going to be the reason you win, but they'll be the reason you feel good about the win. Like, you get a little boost out of it. Because we were talking about it, you know, with the Bucks, it's Giannis is going to get his 40-something. Let's make sure Drew Holiday doesn't go off and control
the game. 23 right. Plus a bunch of blocks.
Yes.
We can't have 8 offensive rebounds from Bobby Portis.
Because I'll be honest, I don't think Giannis can beat the Celtics. personally. Just like flat out Giannis, put the team on his back. The way I've seen him get worn down, this is another game later, game seven. He's going to need somebody to step up. And I've said it throughout the series, I firmly believe the Celtics are just the much deeper team with a better complement of offensive contributors. And if it's Grant Williams in the corner, you know, give me a 4-for-9 on threes or something. Just give me a night where you kind of get hot for a little bit, you're feeling it, and then
To parrot one from Brad Foe, who says no to that?
Right. And I feel it. I feel it in my bones. I feel a nice, solid Tatum performance. I don't think it'll be a star-studded Tatum performance. I don't think you're going to get back-to-back 45-point games or anything like that. But I'll be stunned if Tatum doesn't have 28-plus. I'll be stunned if Jaylen Brown doesn't have his 18-22. And then after that, you got to figure out, is it a Marcus Smart night like it was last night? Got off to a nice start. He provided some of the energy, and he was talking about how, you know, his teammates can feed off of that. And I agree with that. The right Marcus Smart energy is a positive. The wrong one that we saw in the end of the previous game drags you down, and he fills the void. But when Tatum's on and Brown is chipping in and then Smart is doing his thing, I think they're going to be tough to beat. I really am. You say I'm not optimistic, but I'm damn well. I'm going to say it right now. Joe Namath. Guess what he did? Guaranteed the Jets would win once upon a time. I'm guaranteeing the Celtics win tomorrow.
Guaranteed. I just wish I could kid you. Yeah, no, he did. Broadway Joe, Super Bowl III, guaranteed that dub, fur coats and all.
I guarantee the Celtics.
What? They got it.
You're going to be playing the Heat. Bring on Jimmy Butler.
Another green dub. I will take it. Marcus Smart said he didn't sleep after Game 5. You know what, Marcus? You're just like the rest of us. That's why we can relate, because I don't think there was a lot of good sleep had in Celtics.
He didn't deserve
Nation
to sleep either.
No, he didn't. He played pretty terrible.
He didn't deserve to eat.
No.
He didn't deserve anything.
Yep. Oh, actually, Marcus, you have to stand by the bathroom on the airplane on the way home.
Think about what you did.
Think about what you did, young man. You think about what you did. Now, speaking of Jason Tatum and historic offensive performances, Tucker Boynton tweeted this out at @Tucker_TNL. Players in NBA history to record 45 points and 8 rebounds in a road elimination game win. Will Chamberlain, Game 5, 1960.
I remember it, yeah.
Of course you were. I was there.
Beer was much cheaper.
EDF, that was Eastern Division Finals. LeBron James, Game 6, 2012 Eastern Conference Finals. That was that epic performance where the Heat blew the doors off the Celtics at the Garden when the Celtics were up 3-2. We know how that went. And Jason Tatum, Game 6, 2022 Eastern Conference Semis. Pretty, pretty, pretty good company right there. And, of course, all those people went on to win their series. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Kelly's on line 3. He wants to talk about his Celtics. What's up, Kelly in Amherst?
Hey, what's up, Taz? So, yeah, real quick, anybody out there who's wondering whether or not they should go to the Celtics game, if it's worth it, it is worth it. Go. It will be one of the best memories you ever have in your entire life. Nothing can compare. Think of all the money you waste on stupid crap. It adds up. You know what I mean? Go to that Celtics game. But I want to talk real quick about some memories that I had and how it relates to the Celtics. You know, I remember many years ago when the Celtics were crushing LeBron. When LeBron was still on the Cavs for the first time, I remember they interviewed him after he just got bounced by those Celtics, the Big Three. And the way he described it was, he said, playing against them, it's just like they come at you in waves. And I remember that was obviously what inspired him to go team up with some other guys so he can start coming at people in waves and, you know, and do the whole thing. And that's where we got to where we're at with all the super teams. But my point is, when I was watching that team with Marcus Smart making all those threes, with Tatum going crazy in the beginning and obviously even more crazy in the end, with Jaylen Brown coming at you out of the halftime, I was like, they're coming at him in waves. I have no idea if they can keep playing like that, but if they keep playing like that, they're getting banner 18.
Oh, it's a great call, Kelly. Thanks
Kelly
very
one
much
up
for chiming
me.
In.
Kelly's not guaranteeing a victory tomorrow. He's already talking banner 18. And I think it's legitimate. And I said that earlier. I think that's why there is a little more interest, hope, optimism in the Celtics. It's not just about a game seven, can they, will they, won't they? It's about if they can take care of their business in game seven, people have a legitimate belief that this team could make a run to the... And I think other people do. I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and Brian Windhorst was on, and he was gushing about the Celtics and this series. Like, he's not giving it to the Celtics, but the way the Celtics are playing and comparing it to a team that already has an MVP, already has an NBA championship, defending champion, and the way they are meeting the challenge of the Bucks. I think nationally, and we saw it throughout the year grow, you know, Michael Wilbon. I'm not saying they're the best, but I kind of want to say they're the best. I think there's a lot of love for these Celtics, and if they send Giannis home, you're going to only see that grow as they head into the matchup with the Heat.
Now, did you watch any of the Golden State Warriors, Memphis Grizzlies game last night?
I saw the highlights. I was not watching the game, but I saw the highlights, and I saw, what are they calling him, Mr. Game 6 or whatever, Klay Thompson, step up, and
yep,
guy's pretty good. You could certainly see that he's the difference for that team. He puts that team over the top. And
he was out for 940 days.
Yep.
Over 2.5 years. First with the ACL, and then rupturing the Achilles after coming back from the ACL. Like, they just weren't the same team. Like, it's basically like, you want to talk Batman and Robin, what would the Celtics, like, the Celtics couldn't do squat last year when Jaylen Brown was finally out. I think it was the finger injury last year. Like, you need your number two. Jordan couldn't do it all without Pippen. These are just facts.
He makes a
massive difference. And also, this may be the most interesting, balanced and diverse supporting cast. I think the roster of the Warriors is sneakily well assembled.
I would
as well.
Love to see Celtics Warriors. I would
People
love.
People have been talking about it for over 5 years. People love. Have wanted to see this
yep.
final. Give the people what they want. Give them their air, Cohagan. Come on. This is what people want. But last night, Dylan Brooks said after the game for Memphis that they're coming for the war in the future, and that loss is going to be motivation. The reason why I bring that up is because the Celtics shouldn't need said motivation. They shouldn't lose tomorrow and then turn around and say, yeah, we're coming for you, Milwaukee. Like, we're going to be there. Like, no, you're here. You're here. As a matter of fact, like with the 2019 Bruins, who had Tampa Bay taken out in the first round by Columbus, you have the best path you will ever get anytime soon, in my estimation, in one man and fans' estimation, to getting to the NBA Finals or getting that shot. Because one of the 10 best shooters in the NBA is out for the entire series. And yes, people have stepped up. Connaughton, Grayson Allen, obviously Drew Holiday, Bobby Portis, and Giannis putting out his Herculean 34-44 on a nightly basis. Like, the Milwaukee, heart of a champion and then some. I respect and admire the lot of it. But Chris Middleton is out. He's their second best rebounder, second best defender, and he's the best shooter by a mile. Guy's got a $36 million a year contract. He's not there. He's not playing tomorrow. The Celtics should and need to win. Enough about, oh, the Celtics, man, they're almost finally here. No, they're here. This is your time. You have to make the most of this. You have a chance. You're home. It's a one-game series. Milwaukee is exhausted from having to keep up with the constant defensive tenacity, rotations, and more. There's still enough in him. To me, tomorrow, like, and again, like I said, you and I will be on for the post game, so we'll be hopefully, you know, celebrating and cheersing as opposed to listening to people crying in their beers. But it's their time, Andy. Like, this is when the Celtics need to take advantage of the opportunity presented and then go get revenge against the Heat for what happened 2 years ago in the bubble finals.
I also think from a more global basketball perspective or a higher level perspective, I don't know if this is sustainable for Giannis the way he's playing. So if they do beat the Celtics, if he somehow pulls the team on his back and carries them to the Game 7 victory, I think they could fall on their face against the Heat, because I'm dubious of Middleton being an impact guy at any point in this postseason. And
with an MCL injury, yeah.
It's a little bit like the Celtics a couple years ago when they faced the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals in the bubble, and then you hear later, oh, that's as worn out as I've ever been coming off that Toronto series. The way Toronto played us, we just had like nothing left in the tank. I feel like you could get that from the Bucks going against the Heat, and I want a good series. I think the Celtics-Heat would be a really fun series with Jimmy Butler the way he's feeling right now, but Bam Adebayo's back and everything he's doing, and you've got some Tyler Hero games. I think that'd be a really fun series. I think Giannis might run out of gas, and I don't want to watch that.
What was Jimmy Butler yelling coming off the court after they...
Oh, Harris over me or Tobias over me?
They chose Harris with a couple of choice, colorful metaphors woven in throughout the process.
Yep. And then did you? I didn't hear them verbally. I read the Joel Embiid quotes. He was kind of talking about the same thing. Like, can't believe I only got to play with Butler for that little bit of time. I wish I could have kept playing with Butler. I wish we were tough like them, and we don't have anybody like them, and we're not tough. Like, he just emptied the floodgates on, you know, it was almost Aaron Rodgers-like, where a little too much honesty, Joel. I don't disagree with everything you're saying, but I don't know if we need to be having this session publicly, sharing this publicly.
Yeah, I agree with you, but look at what the poor guy's gone through. I mean, like, a tendon in his hand, breaks his face, you know, has to wear the mask. Literally just like, honest to God, the guy, like, has gone through the trials of Job just to try to get that far, and then they move everybody. They may as well have kept Ben Simmons because he had the same number of points, made about the same contribution James Harden did in his James Harden fat suit no-show in game
did
6.
Did you hear him, too? Well, we ran the offense, and the ball just didn't come back to me because he had, like, two
stop
shots.
It.
Yeah, these excuse makers. But, you know, your defensive Embiid on one level is accurate. I do think there's a lot of truth to what you say, but I'm going to quote my favorite sign that I saw when I ran the Boston Marathon back in the day. If it was supposed to be easy, they'd call it your mother. It's not supposed to be easy for you to win a title or finish a marathon.
Did you just say that on FM radio?
Are we not allowed to say that? It was a sign on the Boston Marathon. I thought it was fine. Do we have to drop that?
Well, it's probably a little bit too late now, so that's that's out there for everyone to enjoy.
But it's supposed to be hard. Anything worth doing is supposed
to be
hard.
Could you at least say difficult as opposed to...
Oh, yeah, well, that's you. That's on you. I was just
quoting
the
favorite
sign from the
marathon. How about all the kids that are in the back seats right now as dads are listening to a little sports radio?
They were at the marathon, too.
Maybe going to, you
know... One of the great family events in the country, the Boston Marathon.
A Little League game. Like, Dad, what does that mean? If it was supposed to be easy, it would...
Well, son, I'll tell you later.
All right. You're something else. Wait till once the Bruins get a lead, Dad will explain it to you. What if they don't win? Shut up, Johnny. 617-779-7937 is the number. Here he is, living legend himself, the original P1 of WEEI. I wonder what he's doing before we take the call. Wayno, you're up.
I'm your Huckleberry, baby.
Oh, boy.
There he is. What's up,
listen,
baby?
Listen, the last 2 weeks have been disastrous with you guys. So let me get my three things out about, because I was at the game on the game 5, and I swear to God, I almost lost my lungs. I was screaming so loud. How come, I want to know one thing, how come every time Giannis goes in and hits somebody, they automatically get the penalty? Always. And he knows it, and he knows that the refs aren't going to do anything about it, so he keeps doing it. What is going on with that? That's what I want to know.
That's NBA basketball.
Yeah, it's the Giannis standard.
What do you think, Andy Hart?
Yes, I hate Giannis. I've hated Giannis. I'm glad everybody's come to
Me
my
too,
parade.
Brother.
This goes back like 3 years ago when they played Giannis, and I'm like, this guy is a budding bully. I've continued to make the comparison. It's a bully who the elementary school principal, and the principal enables him. The principal says the bully is right and you're wrong. Stay out of his way. And I hate it.
Yes.
I mean, it is NBA basketball. Like, the stars always get the calls, but he is taking it to a unique level with his physicality and style of a play that it makes it so blatantly obvious that it is so infuriating for the opposing fan base.
Well, that's all they got. That's all they got is him going and bounding and getting all those points. Because if he doesn't do it, then the rest of it, they're not going to do it. You know what I mean? It's all on him. And I don't like him either. I hate him. And he's a bully. You're right. He's 100%. And he keeps doing it over and over and over because he knows they're not going to get called for it. Even like when the guy, their coach, called for it. Everybody seen what he did, and they still gave it to him. The refs.
Yeah.
Everybody in the place knew that he did it, and
it doesn't matter. We're the refs. We know what to do.
Well, even Stan Van Gundy has been very open about it a lot of the series. Yep, that's a charge. Oh, that's a charge. And he says it like sometimes with attitude.
And the other guy there, Will Roy, he's been saying it too on ESPN.
Yep. Wilbon, Michael Wilbon. Yeah, no, I agree. It's a different set of standards, and it's infuriating, Wayno. I know. But, hey, listen, no more excuses, no more crying over spilled milk and fouls. One game to win the series and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know. Hey, I saw the Patriots, obviously.
I'll be there tomorrow. First, I got to work. I got to do my stuff, make my money, and then I'm going to be watching the game. So I'll call you after the game. I guarantee you my throat will probably be gone because if we win, I'm going to go crazy. Then I'm going to go get my T-shirts. We already got them lined up here in Celtic. We're going to get the 18. We're going 18, baby. We got to beat this Giannis, though, because I don't see Miami beating us. No, 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 no. And real quick, let's talk about the other team, my team, the Bruins. how come they play so great on their ice, and when they go there, it's like they have a brain fart and they forget everything? Anybody want to explain that one? Because out of all the two teams going right now, I see the Celtics moving on. I don't see the Bruins moving on. Not going to that place where they can't even get a goal half the time. What was it, 5-2, 5-1 the last couple of times?
You know what I'm saying, Andy? 15-4 in the three games they've been outscored.
Wayno,
there.
Thank you for the call, buddy. You stay well. You put in your day's work. Get fired up and go Celtics.
And they've gone down multiple goals in each of those games. I believe it was 2-0, 3-0, 4-0.
Nothing like having to attend to a domestic matter or something, and then like, oh, I forgot the Bruins game's on. You pull your phone out, you flip on the YouTube TV. Oh, it's 3-0. The other guys.
Yep.
Great.
Well, yeah. Back to mowing the lawn.
And it's... How about that? Yeah. No, Wayne's as fired up as everyone around town. I get it. Like, but crying about the calls or the non-calls and the different standard by which Giannis is refereed and adjudicated, it's not going to do you any good. Just try to focus it all on positivity. And like Andy said, enjoy the ride, people, because even though I know we feel like we're spoiled here and we get it like this all the time, we don't.
Right. So, no one does. This is
no,
unique.
No one
this,
does.
I mean,
this is nuts.
You need to take it for what it is. And that's not saying, like, don't be upset if both teams lose. I think you should very much be upset if both teams lose. That's your right as a fan. That's sort of your job as a fan. But also, it's pretty cool that you're in May and you're watching Game 7.
The corrections department checking in right now. George Dimitriou just actually correcting a mistake I made earlier. It's probably more of a broad assumption. Fitz, when Wilt Chamberlain had those 45 points and 8 rebounds for the Philadelphia Warriors in a road elimination game in 1960, it was a Game 5 win against the Celtics. Contrary to your claim, Chamberlain and the Warriors lost that series to the Celtics in 6. Good. I never liked Wilt Chamberlain anyway, and I'm more than happy to be corrected, and I will own it. Thanks very much, George, or Jorge, because I imagine he's Greek as well. I wonder how he feels about his fellow countryman, Giannis. I personally hate him. I'm a member of the Andy Hart I Hate Giannis Club. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Thank you very much, Don Morton, listening to Fitzy, GFY, and Jumbo Hart while sitting on my deck enjoying the day. Great show, guys. Andy Hart replied, grab a beer, and all is right in the world. I know where your right. mind is. We'll come back. We'll finish up talking Celtics. We'll get into the Patriots, their schedule, and a couple other little nuggets that passed through our way via Foxborough this week. This is Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
WEEI. We are right back to Fitzy and Hart.
Streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
What's poppin'? Who you brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton.
Andy, all these conversations between some of the listeners and your host this afternoon, getting ready for the Bruins game, sitting back, relaxing, enjoying sports radio. I can't hold out any longer.
Son of a bitch.
Wow. There we go, babe. It's a Coke Zero. Relax, people.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's too early. Also, Andy, I got a sinus thing going on too, as you can probably hear. Slightly nasally, a little stopped up. Sinus action coming off of a cold. I thought I had the COVID-19 this week. I was sold on it completely. Turns out, no, I just had either mild flu or horrendous cold. These things still happen to people. Did all the isolation at home. That was fun. Multiple tests, also a good time. Money well spent. Only to turn out to have a cold. I get better, but then you get left with that residual sinus thing. It's like a traffic jam in your face. It is the worst.
A traffic jam in your face.
It's awful.
Yeah, well, but that's the world now is like COVID. We think it's always COVID, but like there's still normal world. Just like you feel like crap. You got a cold. You got a sinus infection. Like I went through it a few weeks ago when I had bronchitis, and everybody's like, did you get tested? Yeah, I got tested.
Mutt wouldn't let you near the studio for like a week.
He freaked out. He freaked out. And it's like we forget there is just normal allergies and illnesses in the world. Before we move on, I need to give a quick shout out.
Quick shout out. You know what? Why not? Perfect time.
So, you know, I have many interests, and I've sort of adopted a sport that I didn't play growing up because I coached it, lacrosse.
Oh, curling, yeah.
Yeah. So I enjoy lacrosse, and I like coaching it, I like watching it, and my alma mater, Tufts, is hosting the early games of the Division III NCAA tournament, which kicked off today. They are playing as we speak, and my Jumbos, with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, are up 33-9 over Norwich, exerting their dominance like Giannis in the paint. They, I believe, last check, 19 different Tufts players had scored a goal in an NCAA Division III playoff game. Unbelievable performance by my Jumbos. This is the year they get another national title, baby.
So wait a second. The nickname for Tufts is the Jumbos?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Where do
I
you
mean,
think Jumbo Heart came from?
I didn't know.
Oh,
that's really?
Jesus.
I thought it was just a joke about the fact that you your home nation is Lilliput. I had no
I don't even know what that means. What the hell's Lilliput?
You don't know really? Are you
You don't know Jumbo, so you can't mock me for not knowing Lilliput.
No. I bet the average listener would tell you that they know where Lilliput comes from, but they weren't quite sure exactly where the Jumbos and or where the Jumbo and Jumbo Heart comes from. Now that I know, I almost, I have a newfound appreciation for it, but at the same time, it's a little disappointing.
Why? I might be Jumbo. Forget it. I'm already in trouble for today. I'm not going to say things. Honestly,
guy,
listen,
your mouth
if you're
going
to call,
checks.
You have no sense of humor and go home, Karen.
How do you have no idea where really?
I've never even, I don't know what you're saying. Is that a country?
Lilliput!
A state,
the
a
Lilliputians,
river?
Gulliver's Travels, the tiny people.
Oh, now you're making fun of me. Me and
yes,
my
I
Greece.
Am. Yes, Sophie. I am. Yeah, why are you dragging them into it? I see them as they're giants of the industry. And you
oh, screw you. Yes, the Tufts Jumbos, named after Jumbo the Elephant. P.T. Barnum's elephant was the mascot. They had it on campus. It burned, like, they had the actual, like, stuffed mascot. It burned down, but they are the, and it was once voted a top 20 mascot in a poll by Sports Illustrated in the country. The Jumbos.
Are you really allowed to have your team mascot be an adjective?
What?
Jumbo.
It's an animal. It's an elephant.
I got it. It's
it was
an
a name.
Oh my, you're taking everything so literally now. I'm going to the phones. We've had better luck with the
I
phones.
I literally hate you.
I literally hate you too as well. Well, hate is the coal in the engine of our radio program, and that's why people say it's the best on the station. Spencer's on line one. Spencer's on line one. He wants to talk about Giannis right now. What's up, Spence?
Great show, guys. I've got a couple points I want to make. First of all, Tatum has been nothing but spectacular the whole series. This guy is dealing with a lot more things than people realize on that court. First of all, I do not understand why the officials do not call traveling on Giannis. He's on Facebook right now. They got a video of it. But Daniel Tice defending him, and he took 6.5 steps with the ball, no dribble, to the hole. This is disgusting. This is killing the game. I want to be fair. If we do something wrong, call it. They do something wrong, call it. I don't want the favoritism. I don't want the makeup call because we screwed this one up. I want it to be as good as it can get. And if that means technology needs to get into the game, I don't care what needs to take place. I want it. A pain fan wants it. And why couldn't they win game 5 at home? I need to understand how this team can be a championship club. You had a chance to slice their throats in game 5 and be done with this. Go back to Milwaukee, either finish them up there and be done. But no, they let them take the lead, and now we're in game 7. We can be as positive as we want. But can you honestly, definitively say that these Celtics are the class of the league right now, definitively, without Time Lord on the floor in the way they're constituted right now? Or are they more likely to be competitive? They can win game 7. They'll most likely beat Miami, and it's gonna be a tough final. I'd like
That's
to know
okay.
what your thoughts are.
I agree with you 100%, but I want to find out if it's a tough final. I think they are good enough to go to the final, and then yes, maybe they fall victim to a better team. Or maybe Rob Williams is back. Maybe they become the better team, because there's a lot of people that thought over the stretch of, you know, February into March and then into April, and the way they were playing defensively and all the efficiency ratings and the defensive player of the year debate between Williams and Marcus Smart. Smart ends up winning it. There were a lot of people that thought the Celtics were becoming the best player, the best team in the NBA. But the second half
of the season, they were. I think that's pretty much inarguable.
Yeah.
The defensive player of the year thing
you can always argue.
Could have been Time Lord. It was Marcus Smart. Drew Holiday obviously has entered the chat with some excellent defensive play during the series. Obviously, DePoy went to Marcus Smart as well. But, I mean, there are other teams you could say absolutely should have been considered. But what did they go, 36-9 over their final 45? Like, that's pretty damn impressive, Andy.
Yeah, no, they were great. Now, I think you can debate matchups and players and, you know, what we were talking about. Yeah, hard to bet against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Like, yeah, they got a championship pedigree, and he adds something to that lineup, and I think they're an interesting team, and more than interesting. They're a really, really good basketball team. But to get back to the question about Giannis traveling, mm-hmm. I don't think technology is needed. I don't think anything is needed other than call it. I watch NCAA basketball. They call it. Right. Same refs, like, it's theoretically better refs in the NBA. The highest level of basketball should have the highest level of referees. Just call it. And I don't know why they don't. I don't know if there's some fear that it will take away from the greatness or the awe factor. The carry that we see from Ja Morant that was making the rounds a while ago, where it's like he cups the ball, takes like five steps, and then dribbles another time on his way to the hoop. Mm-hmm. Ja Morant is a great athlete. Whatever you call, I still believe Ja Morant will be the great athlete. However you call the game, to take the Belichick phrase that I love to use, however you force him to do business as business is being done, he'll still be great. He'll still be a star, just like Giannis. He'll still be the Greek freak. He'll still be bigger, longer, taller, stronger than everybody on the court. Just blow the whistle when he takes too many steps. Force him to go back to the way he used to play when he was a younger player, because they call it in high school. They call it in college. They call it everywhere around the world, until apparently you reach superstar status in the NBA, and then they don't call it anymore. You know what this is the version of? The rich guy or the athlete. Let's just say Tom Brady. You know, the athlete's athlete. He makes X millions of dollars, not having to pay for his meal. Like, he doesn't need the free meal. It's nice of you, and I know the restaurant benefits when you say Tom Brady was here, but the guy who has the most money isn't the one who's in need of the free meal. The guy who needs the free meal is the guy with three screaming kids, a wife, and he's working two jobs to pay for it all, and the cost of dinner's gone up. Give that guy a free meal. Don't give the rich guy the free meal. That's Giannis driving to the hoop. Ah, give him five steps because he's Giannis. Nope, he doesn't need him. He's good enough with just his 2+.
You're just pining for some free buffalo wings here. I see what you're doing here.
Oh, anybody who wants to give me a free meal, I'll take it, because I'm not the richest guy in the room.
Nope, it's too bad. And, you know, if your kids rely on those free meals they get after Red Sox wins, then looks like the kids are tightening the belt this season, because they're probably starving.
Move to Houston, where they've won 11 in a row.
Or New York, when the Yankees ripped off a 10-game win streak as well. Bunch of calls.
Doesn't that hurt a little bit when you look at win streaks? Win streaks of rivals, teams you're supposedly in the conversation with, their win streaks are the same basically as your total wins for the entire season. That hurts. That cuts deep.
I can't even. Real quick, the Celtics were not 36-9 over the final 45. A regular on the socials at Frogman's World points out they went 31-10 in the second half of the season. That's still a pretty impressive second half of the season between the two. As far as Game 5, to answer Spencer's question, excellent call, impassioned caller that he may be. The Celtics went into prevent defense of the NBA, or the equivalent mode, in the final 5.5 minutes. And
prevent offense. They slowed it down.
They played prevent basketball.
Prevented themselves from winning, just like in the NFL.
Oh, my God, was that infuriating. And I think we're all at home screaming the same thing. Stop. Don't. Please. Why are you doing this? That's not what got you there. This is not what's going to eliminate a championship-caliber team as well. Real quick, we have time for one more before the break. Charlie's on the line. He's got an interesting little thought on Game 5, and I can't say that I disagree. Charlie, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. But, yeah, I think it's the best thing that happened to them, honestly, because they could afford to keep your foot on the gas when you are ahead. And I do not think they'll make that same mistake twice. And I think that, like, if they play as clean as they did last night, or even, like, 85 to 90% of what they did last night, they're going to be able to beat anybody out there, and they'll make a run for it. That's what I think. So,
hey, Charlie, thanks for the call, man. Andy, we are at the point where you cannot continue along the line of like, oh, man, like Giannis didn't even play that well in game one. You still lost. You blew it. You should have won game three as well. Like, it was 2 points off. You had that. You should have won game five. Like, okay, the coulda, wouldas, and shouldas are not going to do you any good. Again, two great teams, two max efforts, going to be an absolute battle royale out there tomorrow, and the Celtics have to be prepared for that. I mean, it's a one game single elimination on to the next round of Fair tomorrow.
And do you feel like, is it too cliche? We were using our hockey cliches earlier, but
probably.
Is it too cliche to just say, like, the legacies of one of these two superstars who went for 40-40 in the Game 6 battle is going to be either polished, I guess, if you're Giannis, or grown or taken to a new level? Like, is it Tatum or Giannis are in the spotlight tomorrow, and whoever wins Game 7 will be looked at differently for, in some ways, perpetuity, maybe.
Giannis already has that ring, and you know it don't mean a thing without it. Last call before we get to flip the script and pay some bills. Brock, he says, get ready for war tomorrow. What's up, Brock?
How's it going? So, in terms of the refs, I think this is going to be a big Ime game in terms of adapting. Business is done in terms of reacting to what the refs do. But either way, they got to be preparing for an unbelievably physical game, because calling things, you got to be, everyone on the court has to be prepared to be the nail and get Giannis in foul trouble as soon as possible. Doesn't matter how sore you are, because if we lose tomorrow, you aren't sore enough. But if the refs are swallowing the whistle, everybody has to be prepared to be the hammer, because no matter what, Giannis is going to continue to drive it. He's going to be physical no matter what. So it's going to be about adapting to what the refs are doing. I think that's where Ime is going to play a big factor in. But no matter what, you're preparing for it to be physical. You're going to be the nail, you're going to be the hammer, or you're going to be both.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
we
had a little line issue right there, but appreciate the call, brother. Couldn't agree more. If you aren't sore, then you aren't sore enough if you don't win. Like, you have to be ready for that. Because think, Andy, and we definitely got to jump in a second for the final hour, but just think, the one advantage Milwaukee may have over you, you can shoot threes just as well, if not better. You have better pure scores all around. They do have the physicality. They obviously have the experience, and they will definitely try to take the fight to you in terms of physicality. The Celtics have to be able to stand up to that. They have to rotate some fresh bodies and move the ball, and don't stand around and give Milwaukee a chance to try to enforce their will upon the Celtics.
And Daniel Theis, be the hammer, to take the caller's term. Be the hammer. If we think Giannis could wear down, we've seen him wear down in games. If we think maybe seventh game he could wear down in the series, Daniel Theis, you're used to using all five of your fouls. You've made a career off of it, sometimes getting screwed by the refs. Use them all on Giannis.
Time for a quick commercial. Let's pay some bills and come back for the third and final hour of Fitzy and Hart. We'll talk some Patriots. Get ready. Holler at us here on EEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.